Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 1/21/2022. And I'll tell you what, just like Brother Quail said years ago, okay? Said years ago when Steve and I were talking about it in 2004 when he first had me on. And Brother Quail was talking about how Gomer, Ezekiel 38:39, how that would be Germany and parts of France. It would be Germany and France. That would side with Russia in the upcoming Gog-Magog war, all right? And that is exactly what happens. Germany's blocking any NATO partners from supplying its weapons to the Ukraine, all right? Now, that also means that Germany makes a pretty darn good diesel submarines, all kind of stuff, all right? Well, France has already said that they're going to seek their own diplomatic relationship with Russia because, you see, they need it, and Brother Quail knew back then. In 2004, he knew back then that they were going to need the natural gas and the oil to heat their homes and to run their economies. So we were all on all this stuff back then. You know what else we were also on back then? Brother Quail was on it earlier than that. The bioweapons. The bioweapons being used, biochemical weapons being used against Americans and all over the world. You remember when Steve predicted that they were going to be using something and then sure as shooting, Om Shinrikyo came out and used a chemical weapon in the Tokyo subways. It's not because Steve knew about them specifically. It's that the Lord had showed him. All right? All I'm trying to say is we've given you warning after warning after warning after warning for years and years. I've listened to Brother Quail since, you know, back, what, 93, 94, that era. And used to read his ads and didn't know it. He used to advertise Wiggy sleeping bags and also for all the, he used to sell the used military trucks from Switzerland and from Germany and different places, you know. And he used to sell those, and that used to be on the back magazine. It was a survival magazine back years ago. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Iran, China and Russia joint naval drills in the Indian Ocean as Putin prepares to face off against the West Ukraine. This is not necessarily postponed completely. Russia basically told Blinken, Stinkin' Lincoln, and Beijing that he's given them another week, or allegedly given them a week to respond. Blinken, Stinkin' Lincoln, and Beijing have basically said there ain't going to be no chow for you there, Russia. So consequently, you could expect at any given time, okay? At any given time, you could see the stuff erupt. It won't necessarily be just by cyber or something like that. It could be, whoosh, hypersonic missile. It could be one submarine off the coast of Virginia launched 16 missiles, each with 10 multiple reentry vehicle warheads. So that's 160 targets from one submarine. And they don't have to be hypersonic, they could be real quick anyway. Talked to Steve last night, Brother Quail, and I talked for quite a while, briefly in the evening. And it was after, interestingly, after all I did the show and told you what I told you about how the Russians and the Americans are cocked and locked, okay? With nuclear weapons all ready to go. Now, I don't know if Biden knows that, but they are. And I think that there was also a real interesting little thing that happened last night. Fort Tupelo aircraft with fighter escorts and with tankers, four of them, and I believe the Tupolevs, I forget the name of it, maybe 22s or whatever. I think they might be a bomber of some sort or, you know, something like that. But anyway, four of them went to Franz Josef Land Archipelago, okay, all the island chain in the Arctic. And they went up there, which is the Russians have all these islands that they use militarily up in there. And there's all kind of stuff up there. Who knows what it is? And then the Arctic, as well as the Antarctic, have deep underground alien type stuff and all kind of interesting things. Luciferian, you know, fallen angel cities and what have you. If you go back to Operation High Jump, you can go to stevequayle.com and you can click down and find Operation High Jump and go to it and read a whole lot about it. You can also get Steve's book, you know, where he talked to you about it, Empire Beneath the Ice. How the Nazis won the World War II. But the Russians went up there, briefly landed on one of the islands in the Franz Josef Land, and either pick something up. Question is, what would that be? Would it be an alien, ancient alien weapon of some sort that they've discovered in their digs and what have you up there, drilling down in the ice? Or did they leave a new set of missiles, hypersonic missiles, and a crew to come right directly down from the pole, because that's up as real high up by the pole, to come down on top of Alaska or, you know, anywhere in the United States, Canada, or Norway, Sweden, Denmark, whatever. Come on down into Europe, ready to go with more nukes. But that happened last night. But I was talking to Brother Quayle, and Brother Quayle says, man, he says, you know, this thing, food, tell your people about food that they're... And I see on today, he's got a story up where the stock, shells may not be getting restocked in some places, or they're going to lead to restocking. It's going to take longer than what people think. Prices are still going up. I talked, Lady J sent me an email, and she was in Virginia, an area, let's say, up in the mountains there, looking at different prices and trying to find different foodstuffs and stores and tell me about the price of this. And it's like stuff that's small things, but they're double what they were last year or a few months ago. There was one thing where there was like a string of wire, like on a roll of wire in one store that she was looking at, and she was talking to the stocker or to the clerk. And the clerk said that he just restocked this wire on this, you know, in a packet or whatever, rolled a wire. And it was the one that was left there on the shelf was marked $10.99. The new one, the new group, and he changed the old price on the other one, the new group is now priced for the same product $23.99. So if you're waiting for prices to come down, don't do it. Go ahead and get whatever food you can get. Old Hawk has told you to get long-term storage food. And then I said, but if you cannot get anything else, and you've only got a little bit, then try to get an extra can or two of chunky soup a week. Well, if you'd have done that for 17 years, you'd have quite a lot of food supply in your basement or your garage shelves or under the bed or the under the water bed or in the closets or wherever you're going to put it, up in the attic or the drop ceiling or wherever it's going to be. But I'm going to still urge you to methodically but more quickly still prepare. Lord Jesus would like to see you endure till the end. He then, that's in Matthew 24 and Matthew 25, he tells you to prepare in a sense that you need the lamps and the lamp oil and the wicks and all the stuff. And I'm telling you, you should get lamp and lamp oil. And those should be at the ready. And candles, 120-hour candles, 60-hour candles, regular tapers, whatever it is you got. Whatever you can get, you should have them. You don't have a list? Then get Holly Dale's book, Dare to Prepare. Or get the book, you can look it up, No Such Thing as Doomsday, by the Hoag's, H-O-A-G, Hoag. But you can also go to standale.com or whatever it is, go to Holly's section. And then the stuff that is up there, it does give lists of food, food basics, what to buy. Also, besides the food, the other items you need for the home, you know, the wash and how much soap and all the different things. But it also has lists for general supplies and also first aid and medical. And that's, you know, even if you can't get the book right now or you don't have enough time perhaps to even to get it, you can still go up and look at it and start to go down the list. You could go to nitropack.com. You could go to Emergency Essentials. You could go to any number of different places and find preparation lists. And I suggest you start to do that. I also, long about 2004 or 5, I told you that you need to get military grade gas masks and extra filter, Tyvek F or better quality suits. And this would be then for, excuse me, radiation or for biochem protection against it. So I've told you that for about 16 to 16 years. Many of you have taken advantage of it, but if you have not, you could go try approvedgasmask.com. Look for the inexpensive. They've got a good, better, best on a package. You might try that one because it's got a suit. It's got the gas mask, an extra filter, gloves, the different things that you might need. They have a good, better, best, or you can get better quality if you want. But you got to get new stuff. You can't get the goopy-looking ancient Soviet gas mask with some kind of filter that's 50 years old. You can't do that. It ain't working. You need brand new top of the line NBC or C-Burn, whatever you guys want to call it now. Nuclear biological chemical covers it pretty well. And I can just only tell you as a watchman what to expect that are possible. You've got all the U.S. ships are basically out of the pie, out of the box, all right? The planes are up and they're playing hopscotch to different airports and different bases and different places and all that. We're sending a lot of stuff overseas. While the Russians are already set up and ready to dance, the pentagram, you know, old Austin, the hybrid, alien hybrid Austin, allegedly, and pink jockstrap Millie are all just a Twitter up there, you know, trying to figure out how to prepare our force in Europe to possibly block a thing. They're talking about like this thing is going to be a World War II invasion or something like that. Well, it could be. But on the other hand, if it goes and the U.S. does something, well, what do you think Pooty Poot's going to do? Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. If you're in place to hit 160 targets with nuclear weapons from one submarine already 12 miles off the coast of Old Virginia, and they had to scramble the P-3 or the P-8 to go out to look at it when it should have already been out there looking at it. But we also talked about, I told Brother Quayle, I said, I'm sure glad I tried to get everybody onto those people in the Great Lakes, the Russians up there, where they're searching for them, and they still are, believe you me, and also in the Tennessee Valley. Well, did you see the Georgia-Tennessee border? There was about a 2.8 quake. Well, that's an interesting number. About a 2.8, that could be, in effect, the signature of a small nuclear suitcase that underground tunnels or warfare or caves, it could be that the Russians basically got caught, and it could be that the good guys, the MMV or somebody, has caught up with them and it exploded like a 2.8 to a 3.3. We were told at one point sometimes those are signatures of suitcase nukes or a nuclear device being exploded underground, so it doesn't cause more damage. It could also be that there was an electromagnetic weapon popped by the Russians in some kind of engagement where people are going at it, or they could be saying, hey, baby, you want to play games here? We'll just pop one of the TVA dams with an electromagnetic pulse, just like you do. Saying that to the United States. Cyber attacks, all the things. You saw that and I knew this was going to happen, and you know, it's just, but how do you advise people about their finances, you know, in a 401 or a, you know, IRA or whatever it is? And the Dow has gone south, you see. Because they know what's getting ready to happen. The people who got the real money know what's going to happen, you know? Now, gold has been up and down at Humpty Dumpty, and they've suppressed it a little bit, but it's still up a lot higher than it was. It's about what it was yesterday, but $1,835.60 and $2,427 and platinum at $1,028. Not that far off of yesterday, which was probably a peak. I'll tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. If you still got time, you can get some stuff from him. You want to know about how the annihilation of the human race is going to accelerate? Get his Mega Drought DVD. It's more about waters and water wars and nuclear wars and all kind of stuff and how we're going to be having to migrate and the people are going to be walking on their feet, you know, to get somewhere where there might be water or there might be shelter or sanctuary or food. But if you want to understand it, it's the best DVD Brother Quayle ever made, Mega Drought. You can also get gold or silver if you can get him to get it to you quick because he's got it on hand. Or if you want other books of his, or if you want, he also can get you a real nice top-of-the-line radiation detector or top-of-the-line night vision goggles. You may not have enough for it, but Brother Quayle can help you with something. SteveQuayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You can just tell him Old Hawk sent you. Whether you get Steve or you get Daryl, his manager, or if you get his wonderful son, Tyler, all right, or somebody else, you just tell him Old Hawk sent you. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be wild weasel time, and already is. And here's Howard Stern. Here's how the great old Howard Stern, everybody thought he was so cute. Well, he can go sit on it. You know, he can hoist himself on his own stupid petard. Unvaccinated Americans deserve to die at home, should be refused hospital access. No one sitting there conspiring against you. You're going to go home and die. That is what you should do. Well, cut Howard Stern off, I'll tell you. Get off of Meta and get off of this one and that one. Quit using them. Use the emails. You want to get the people that you know, that you trust, or that you, you know, at least halfway trust, you know? Email them directly. Quit the Facebook crap. Quit all the Twitter bird. Quit all the stuff. Get off the enemy's communication system where it's all surveilled. Tulsi Gabbard, she's a pretty former U.S. congressperson, military veteran from Hawaii. She warned that life as we know it will end if tensions between Moscow and Washington continue to escalate. Now, the Canadian truckers are planning massive protests against the vaccine mandates. And then Joe Biden's going on the whole same thing, too. All right, I'm going to tell you what. You better start to learn how to be a blockade runner. And you need to go and you need to get as much foodstuffs in cans. Canned foods, when you see the date on the top, says Best Buy, such date, that doesn't mean it you got to destroy it. That just means, according to when I asked the question directly of a representative years ago, back at the 999, the turn of the old century, you know, Y2K. I asked somebody at the top level of Allen Canning Company what that date meant. They said that is a date that we can guarantee the listed minerals, vitamins, and all of the food substances, the percentages that are on the label of the can, that is the date that we can guarantee all of that will be 100%. He says you might lose some food value after that, but if the cans are not dented, they're not cut, they're not exploded or puppy or bent over, or when you open them they smell bad or they're turning black or gooey, you know? You get rid of all that stuff, but if they're not, you open them and see what it is, then, you know, I'll tell you what they do in the Louisiana, they're going to throw it in the gumbo, yeah, you know? You put you the roux in there and you get your... You get your possum, you get your crawfish, you get your gator meat, you get your shrimp, and you all put it up down there in the gumbo and let her stir up and let her mix, you know? And you got you something good that'll stick to your ribs and keep you warm on a cold old night. Now, I'm talking to you this way because, you see, for 17 years, I've told you as much as I can tell you. I've read you the Bible a lot. And I'll tell you what. There's a time to come to the Lord Jesus, but I'm going to tell you. There's a lot of people that have no eyes to see or ears to hear. And this will get to family members who are desperately trying to get their family to repent of their sins and ask Jesus to come into their heart to be their Savior. But here's the problem. Even your family, you're not going to be able to get the job done. And if you spend all of your time on them, even close family members, you're going to not have the time to devote to Lord Jesus and to those who do have a willingness to hear and have eyes to see, you see. You have to turn your family or your friend that is totally resistant and tells you to leave them alone. You got to leave them alone and say, I'm going to turn you over to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And I pray that he'll protect you. Then you got to back off. Because there could be somebody who's your next door neighbor who is willing and who is interested. Or it could be somebody at the dry cleaners, at the gas station, whatever it is. You can tell them and you might find a new friend. But I'm going to say this. Matthew 25, preparing for what is to come and for getting ready to go into the marriage with the bridegroom. That is very important. Matthew 24, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. Let's figure out how to endure it to the end. There's a lot of good listeners in Canada. And I tell you, you guys, you got to watch out up there now, too, because there's going to be a lot of empty shelves, and you better go as quickly as you can and buy food. All I know is this, is that we're on the edge. Yeah. We're on the edge. We're close to midnight, whatever it is. And I would pray that we had more time, but I'm going to tell you, I think the Lord has been telling you, and if you listen, and if you read the Word, Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Ezekiel 38, 39, the book of Revelations, all the different things, and there's many other places to read to. But this is not the time of the beginning. The season is the time closer to the end. What Jesus said in Matthew 24 when he lists all the things, says these are the beginning of sorrows. It's going to get really bad. So I'm going to tell you what, you got to put on the full armor of God. You then got to put on your own body armor. Your own PASGAT Kevlar helmet. Your level 4 body armor, your 3A, your 3, whatever it is you got. Or it's nothing but some New York phone books or LA or Chicago phone books. And you duct tape them around you. If nothing else, that might stop a round or a knife, you know. A garbage can lid and a good old machete, or a garbage can lid and a Louisville slugger or ball peen hammer, whatever it is you got, you get it laid out and ready to fight. Because it's going to be. It could be the U.S. military comes for you. The North Cop. Could be the Russians or the Chinese even come to help them. Hands across the water to Red China Joe, you see. Not because you're cooking something up, but it could be in the aftermath of a nuclear attack on the United States. But they're going to come to your house, but you know what they're going to want? They're going to want all of your food. They're going to want all of your ammo. They're going to want your water purification equipment. They're going to want your medical supplies. And you're going to go onto a truck. Because that is the propensity. That is the tendency of tyrannical government. The tendency of freedom and liberty is that each person provides for their security, provides for their family, puts back food, puts back, and is ready to fight against those that would come to hurt them. So the fact of the matter is, Robin Sage is about going after people like you in Pineland. The old Mountain Jacks, they're coming for you. The old Virginia Hill people, the West Virginia critters, they're coming for you. The West Kansas people, they're coming for you. They're coming for the Indiana boys. They're coming for the Ohio's. They're coming for the Michiganders and the Minnesoters. And they're coming for Texas. They're coming for Oklahoma and Missouri. And Arkansas, they're going to come for all of it. Somebody will. If they're going to pop the United States, and as I've read the Bible in Ezekiel 38, 39, and You go on in, and you go on into Armageddon and all of that Harmageddon. I do not see the eagle as being a factor in the world at the time. Israel has to depend upon the Lord itself, himself, to bring them through, you see. And yes, there'll be people alive in America or Canada or Mexico. There are going to be people alive. But there's going to be, if the Luciferian scumbags running the top of this government, the Pentagram and the intelligence and the banks and the corporations, those people that worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer, who are taking orders from him right now, they fixing to come to kill you or to starve you out. Well, I'm not going to go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, are you? Oh, no. No, 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 no. If you have not read the book One Second After, if you got time to get it, William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. You know, you have James Wesley Rawls, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse. That was about a collapse due to economics and financial collapse, and that may start at first. But it could just be because, whoosh, 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 that one submarine shot up 160 nuclear weapons at targets of all up and down the East Coast and some on into the interior, you know? Whilst another one in the Gulf Coast and perhaps another one, and there's more than one, let me tell you, there's Russian subs all up and down the coast in the Arctic. There's red Chinese subs. There's all kind of stuff. They've had stuff in Cuba for a number of years. It's just not now getting there. They've been basing missile cruisers, signal intelligence ships, submarines out of there for a while. I told you about a 205 La Orquilla Island off the coast of Venezuela when Hugo Chavez was the president. He was letting the Russians go up into the old Nazi sub pens underneath the island. They got MiGs. They got Hind helicopters. That's the nasty ones you see in Red Dawn. Okay. But you got to do the best you can. And I'm going to tell you, the first step is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the first step. And if you're sincere, then Lord Jesus is going to come and start to wash you clean. He's going to show you and he's going to give you. Tell him, Lord, I'm a dummy. Hit me right between the eyes with the truth, the answers, with what it is you want me to do. Where do you need me, Lord Jesus, to stand up for you in the face of the evil that is ready to come? Where do you want me to put my family so they have true sanctuary and can be protected, Lord, so I can stand? Or if I want to, I can stand with them where they go and protect them from there. With your help, Lord Jesus. You can pray things, Lord Jesus, help me to understand what is going to happen. Show me quickly what's going to happen and allow me to process it in a quick enough period of time that I can make a difference and stand against the evil and protect my family or my home. You see, the Lord is fixing to get real busy. So when you pray to him, be very succinct and ask for the right thing. You can also say, Lord Jesus, protect me against my enemy over here. Lord, protect me against my enemy. Foil their plans, harass their supply lines. Put them in the ditch, Lord Jesus. Allow me and my people on behalf of you, Lord Jesus, and our Father in heaven to be successful and to be victorious. This is that kind of time. This is that kind of time. When you stand, you see. You want to keep old Hawk in here, and I hope you do. I've blown your radio speakers out, your stereo speakers out for years. And then I had some quiet times after the Lord gave me some quiet after I got zapped by the energy weapon. And that's just not the only thing. Some people are new to listening, and they want me to go back and fast back. They want me to go back and talk about new things that are new to them that are perhaps brand new, but I talked about in 1972, okay? I talked about when I first was on here in 2004, a little bit. But this show, I always do, and I ask the Lord to provide me with the themes, the stories, the scriptures, and to put the words in my mouth if I need them before each show. I'm not planning every show 15 days in advance with 10 assistants and here's this, that, and the other. This ain't that. This is direct download from the Lord Jesus on behalf of him, on behalf of his scriptures, and on behalf of you. Want to keep old Hawk in the air? Anything is most needed and welcome. I don't know if there's time, but I'll tell you, if there is any time, I can use your assistance. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. It can be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, a little bit of platinum, whatever it is. Or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. May he make sure that you are taken care of. May he protect you and your family against all evil. And to provide you with the superabundance of what you need to endure till the end. All right? The same shall be saved. Not that you're not saved now. If you have Jesus as your Savior, you're saved. But this is just another thing, you see. I think that
well, ladies and gentlemen, somebody did not like old Hawk talking about the Lord Jesus and the fact that you need to come to him, repent of your sins, ask come in your heart to be your Savior. I also guess that they did not like the fact that where we tell them, the Lord, where do you need me to stand against the evil that's going to come? See, if they've got a minute or two delay and somebody has to make a decision after the 30 piece of silver, you know what birds, the Shiite birds, beat it up the line, then they just knock me right off my internet, all right, and knock me off the satellite. So here we are, one time again, you see. They've telltale themselves and put the old Hawk is right over the target, and you better go out tonight and you better buy food. You better buy nuclear biological chemical protection. You better buy thousands of rounds or as many rounds as you can get for the multiple firearms that you have in your home. And if you do not have one, ask your Uncle Joe or your neighbor down the street who's got 30 or 40 different firearms, ask them if they've got a pump shotgun or a 22 or a 38 or whatever it is you might need, all right, and a little bit of ammo. And you tell them that you'll be glad to help them to protect in their area as well and to do guard duty with them. Because somebody's going to have to start staying up all night when these SOBs come for you, whoever it is. Because, you see, when they're in league with the Red Chinese, or when you have somebody even like Joe, Red China Joe, who closed down your Keystone pipeline, drove your gas prices through the roof, and your natural gas is starting to really get high, as you heat in your homes. And Texas is now getting some cold weather, and y'all better watch out down there. You're going to have the same thing you had last year. Propane has gone through the roof. And I tell you, farmers, I'm hearing about farmers all over the Midwest. They're ordering up and getting new tanks. They're not only filling two or three of their big old ones, but they're getting new tanks and filling them up because the price keeps going up and up and up. And Lucifer allegedly is giving orders to the powers that be at the top of the food chains of the U.S., of the Europeans, of the Russians, of the Red Chinese, okay? They've given the orders to start to starve America out. To start to put you into the trick bag, okay? To come for you. And then to start some kind of a world war in some fashion to where the nuky dukes fly and to where old, crazy, you know, train drivers, you know, Casey Jones, high on meth and 150 proof moonshine, has got the hammer down on every one of the trains. He's a clone, don't you know? And he's going on 13 trains. They all go into Function Junction. Don't you think you ought to get off the stick if you haven't been on one yet, or you've been sitting on the fence? Or even if you haven't, just go out and get you one more can of chunky soup. Do not waste time on those even of your close family who will not listen to you, who have no eyes or ears for Lord Jesus or our Father in heaven. Well, then let me tell you what. What did Jesus say to the foolish virgins? After the wise were ready, they had the lamp oil and the wicks, and they went into the marriage of Jesus. And then the foolish ones, who the wise would say, no, we're not giving you oil unless we not have some. You go to them that sell and you buy your own oil and wicks and what have you. And then when the foolish ones come, they knock on the door and they say, Lord, Lord, open up to us. And you know what Jesus said? Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. It's not going to be an unlimited time frame where you get to choose. At some point, some people are going to go straight to the fiery furnace and go to hell. But you got time right now. You got time right now, okay? And I would say this. Come to the Lord Jesus. Repent of your sins. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. It's the best deal in town. The best deal in town, because I tell you what, that's who's going to be able to get you over the hump. That's who's going to be, if you know what I mean, the one that brings you and allows you to survive. Oh, boy. I would say this, if you had any time left, too. You want to help anybody, send $5, $10, $20, $1,000, whatever it is. The people in Indochina that the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, have been ministering to for up to 50,000, you know, 50,000 years, up to 50 years. They're on fire for the Lord over there, the mountain yards, the mountain villages. Anything is welcome. Send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus bless you 10,000-fold for that as well. But I'm going to tell you what, we need everybody we could get, because those who say that they're Christians, many of them just say it, and yet they do not know the Lord, I'm afraid. Perhaps some of those who think they've got it all made and set and this and that and the other need to ask the Lord Jesus to come into their hearts. You know, in John 14, Jesus tells you how he will manifest himself to you. You want to see Jesus? You want him to manifest himself to you so that you could see Jesus? You read John 14 all the way, and he'll tell you how to do it. Interesting. I have a different look. I am not the standard thing. I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see of what's to come, not the general population. I'm working with the large people. And the gate's narrow. You know what I'm saying? Like they say, the gate is narrow. And I'm not any kind of I'm a sinner. But I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle made it okay for me to come back to the Lord Jesus. And I'm so glad I did. Because I'm going to tell you what, the Lord Jesus will sustain you. Our Father in heaven and gave his only begotten Son to come down here and to wash you clean with his blood. To wipe your sins away. And all you got to do is come to him and ask him and tell him what you've done and tell him that you repent of your sins and say, Lord, Lord, come into my heart and be my Savior. And you know what the promise of that is? You'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. If you do pass away, if you die, you're going to be with him in heaven. My mother went to heaven a couple times. She had one of those experiences on several occasions where she went to heaven and came back. I had an out-of-body experience when I was in the hospital in a diabetic coma for 3 days, and I was in the tunnel of light with Lord Jesus. But through my mother's discussions of it, I saw in my mind's eye, in my heart, place in heaven, beautiful parks and wonderful, you know, places. And I think some of it is how you expect it might be and what it might be so sweet and looking nice for you. But I think that the pastoral, peaceful, green parks with the little rolling hills and the trees, I've seen that in my mind's eye a number of times. And I said, I went to a funeral, I told you last night, I went to a funeral Wednesday. And it was a real good guy. He was an Air Force pilot back in the 50s. And it was somebody I know, his father, all right? And his wife preceded him by a couple of years. And I prayed for him, and I said, Lord Jesus, take this man into your heart. He's a good man. Bring him into heaven and put him in his proper place there and give him the love that he deserves, all right? And your promise. Instantly, in my mind's eye, I could see a young version of this man running across a real nice cut grass, like little rolling hill, little deal in a park. And I saw the most beautiful young woman that was his wife. And incidentally, when you get there, you don't look like an old goofball, as far as I can tell. You look like what you looked at when you looked the best, right? Whatever that is, 25, 42, whatever it is. And they ran across the park, and they grabbed each other and hugged each other. And they were there, and the Lord Jesus had them both there, and they had no more travail, no more pain, no more worry, no more tiredness. And that is the promise of Lord Jesus. If you repent of your sins and ask him to come in your heart, do you want to get rid of the pain? Do you want to get rid of the forlornness? Do you want to get rid of the stress and all of the stuff because there's not enough money, or you got not enough food, or people are on you at work, or whatever it is, then the best deal in town is with the Lord Jesus. And very soon, you're going to see every knee is going to bow to the Lord Jesus, Because to get there, you got to go through him. To get there, you got to go through him. You understand? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure always on a Thursday and Friday night to talk to the greatest radio audience I think there is. Because it may not be the largest, but it sure ain't the smallest either. There's a large number of people, hundreds of thousands and thousands we've touched over the years. And all the good ones out there say, you know, Hawk, I started to prepare the minute you talked about it. And now I'm pretty well set. I've got a food for my family for a year or 3 years. I got ammunition. I got all the medical supplies. I got water stored up so we can take a shower, take a bath. Or if we need to, we can pile them up in the nuclear shelter in front of the lean-to shelter in the basement and pile them up as extra bulk or weight or distance and matter against any kind of the nuclear radiation. And that's the thing there, Holly Day out there to prepare. No such thing as doomsday, hoax, other things. Cress and Carney online, it's free if you can just go find it in two or three different places. How to Survive Nuclear War, Cress and Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cress and I believe is C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Cress and Carney, How to Survive Nuclear War. He wrote that on behalf of the Oak Ridge, Tennessee people there. It's quite detailed, and you can look and find it. I forget where I found it. I bookmarked mine. And if you had the printer, ink, and the paper, you could print it out. You could print it out and put it in a glassine sleeve or a water protecting box, you know, whatever, and have it. It's also time to talk the truth to your children and to tell them what you think might be getting ready. And you tell them that Lord Jesus loves them. And you can read them, John 14. You can read them the different things. Teach them the way. Do not let them wander in the grass or in the public schools. Teach them early. Tell them the truth early. Make sure they know that Jesus loves them and our Father in heaven loves them and he wants them to survive and to be somebody. Tell them the hard stuff too. Read to them the Matthew 24, the Luke 21, the Matthew 25, and explain it to them and say, hey, this is the time we might be in. I need for you to listen to what your mommy says. I need for you to be a good girl or a good boy. I need for you to also, hey, let's do a little wrestling. Let's do a little karate or a little Muay Thai after supper tonight, you know? If you got the money and you got them in a class, that's even good. But if nothing else, you can show them how to wrestle or to do something or how to punch a heavy bag. You get you a duffel bag, fill it up with the old beach towels and, you know, or a bag of cement, and you put it on the old limb of the tree outside, and you show them how to go a round or two, all right? And that is the key to it. And I would say this. Do not go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Don't do it. Do not do it. And I'm not going to go into this thing. I'm going to say one more thing. You see, Meatloaf, he had, I guess, the COVIDs. You see all these different people, and I keep hearing from people, and they say, I'm so glad I got off the ventilator. I'm home now. Well, let me tell you what. I'll tell you what I did. This is what I did. But you consult with your doctor. I did it. And niece and nephews, all of them under 11, did it. Their parents did it. Four or five others that I know of, you know, very intimately who they are, plus a whole lot of people. A whole lot of people emailing me in here. I went and got horse paste ivermectin. This is what Hawk did. Not what I tell you to do. You go consult with your physicians, okay? Do your research. But what Hawk did is Hawk said, you know, I read about Dr. Barodi down there in Australia very early on. using the horse-paste ivermectin. I read about how it's used in Africa and in South America and Asia against parasites. I went and looked at the store, and I was at a TSC store, although a lot of them don't even sell this stuff anymore. And I looked at it, and I said, well, this is interesting. Ivermectin paste, 1.87%. Apple-flavored. And then, you know, what's interesting is I saw on there, is on the back, it said it's actually sort of approved by the FDA. But not for human stuff, but it's approved by the FDA. Well, if they approved it, I figured, well, that's all right. But besides that, I already had the anecdotal evidence of it being used millions of times already over the world. And after one or two doses of it, on the plunger by the body weight, is what I did. And of course, I weighed a little bit more than 130, you know, but let's say I took my full body weight. I went on the a little bit over, you know what I'm saying, of what I thought it might be, just a little bit. Round it up, so to speak, rather than round it down. And I took, and I was at a point to where I could hardly walk well, and I was having a lot of problems, and I was sick as dog doo-doo. I took that stuff, and an hour to 2 hours later, I started to feel better. I gave it to my spouse, and she started to feel better in a couple hours. And then I took a second dose. She had to take a second and a third. But now we feel good. Don't go into there, loose berry and knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Stand for your house. Mighty men and women without her, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies, Lord Jesus. Fandango Rangers and old Mickey LaPoor, God bless you and stay in the game. And oh,